It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, that's pretty easy. Swap Shop is here. You're listening to Glenn Coble and WWGH Radio. And I forgot to turn something off here. So we will turn that off and go ahead and hopefully we will figure out what in the heck we're doing here. We have had some problems in the last day with my... It's not anything wrong with our equipment. Yes, it is. If I'm considered the equipment, my brain is not working. And I thought that I had taken care of that problem that we just had, but apparently I have not. I'm going to have to figure out what else I'm going to do here. All right, I think I got it going here. And give me a break here. We're done. you're listening to Swap Shop, and you're more than welcome to call in with items that you're willing to sell or give away. We have given a lot of things away, and we're going to get a little bit more into this now that we seem to be a little bit more outgoing. So if you have things you're interested in selling, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Tell us what you have to sell. We'll ask you what your phone number is if somebody can call up and make an arrangement with you to come over and pick up what you've got to sell. We'll try and get it out of your house and into somebody else's house. It can be anything with the exception. We don't like to put on the air anything that requires a license or where there's any legal restrictions, like cars. We will not sell cars on the air. We won't sell guns on the air. We won't sell motorcycles. We won't sell houses. But things that you're selling, you've got a your favorite cookie jar, and it's a big old Porky Pig, and you want to sell it, we'd be glad to put that on the air for you. Or if you have a garage sale that's coming up this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, give us a call, and we'll put that on the air for you, okay? So 740-383-9944. What we've been doing during this virus problem, where we haven't really been... we haven't been pushing selling stuff. What we have been doing is doing some trivia. And today I've got two things that I thought you might be interested in. We started a baseball trivia thing last week and only got about halfway through it. So I'm going to finish that off. And I'm going to swap it in and out with something that's going to make you very smart with your kids. We're going to talk about all the abbreviations and the acronyms that you see on Facebook. Probably the most famous of them is LOL, which stands for Laugh Out Loud. Some of the things, have you ever gotten on the internet and seen an acronym that could mean something kind of dirty? Well, there are some, but we're not going to go over those today. We're going to go over the clean ones, all right? And things that you can look or use that'll make you look smart, okay? All right, let's pull up another one here. What does capital F small b stand for? This one's pretty obvious, okay? That's pretty easy. Facebook, of course. And most of these are, once you hear them, you'll say, oh, well, that's obvious. But sometimes it's not so obvious. This one is one that I would never have guessed, and I'm not even sure why you would use it. But it's SOS, all capitals, SOS. What do you think that stands for? Save our ship? No, that was during World War II. Actually, SOS is still something. Have you noticed that if you buy a flashlight anymore, some of them, if you push the button two or three times, it will actually flash SOS to people. I guess that's just a way for you to say I'm in trouble. But this SOS on Facebook, or the acronym SOS, does not stand for Save Our Ship. It stands for someone on my shoulder. I can see a 14-year-old boy talking to a 13-year-old girl doing, or vice versa is more logical, is if her dad comes into the room and is standing on her over her shoulder, she would put SOS, which would mean someone's on my shoulder, don't say anything bad. All right, well, let's get over to the baseball side of things. Again, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have anything to sell, or if you're having a garage sale, 740-383-9944. All right. What position is known as the hot corner? No, it's not where they're selling the hot dogs. And it's not where they're selling the beer. Have you ever noticed how expensive stuff has gotten in those ballparks? And as a matter of fact, my wife and I got MLB so that we could watch my favorite Cubs and her favorite Cubs. And we're still paying for it, but we're not getting anything because there are no baseball games. I don't know if they're going to send us a check back. I doubt it. Or whether we should just cancel. But what happens then if baseball does start, you know, in September or August or whatever? I don't know. We're kind of up in the air about that. Well, anyway, what is the hot corner? Do you know what the hot corner is? The hot corner is third base. And I think the reason why it's called the hot corner is because a third baseman is as close, just about as close as you can get to the batter. And most batters are right-handed, and most batters pull the ball. So more often than not, it's going to be coming really fast to the third baseman. So that's why it's called the hot corner. All right. Now, if you're keeping the scorebook, and what do you think if somebody hits a ball out to left field, which advances a runner, how would you score that in your book? Would you score it as left corner out? What would you call that? What would you put down in your scorebook? Well, the right answer is SF, and that stands for sacrifice fly. And a sacrifice fly is a fly that moves, is a fly ball. You know, it's hit up in the air, and somebody catches it, but he's far enough back in the outfield that he can't throw out the runner who happens to be on base, who advances to the next base, or for that matter, advances maybe home if the young man is on second. One of my proudest moments of my youngest son's baseball career was when he was playing center field and caught a ball, and they sent the guy from second to go home, and he threw the guy out at home. That's pretty fun. All right. Let's go back to the acronyms. everybody knows this because it's an acronym. So I'm going to roll right through this one. But it's an acronym that everybody uses in normal life, whether you're on Facebook or you're just writing a letter. And that's ASAP, and that means as soon as possible. And that works on as an acronym for online conversation, ASAP, as soon as possible. Okay, what is this one? And it's the number one, and then NAM. Number one, NAM. Now, this is, I'm not sure this is used very often, so you may have to think about this. The number one, and then capital NAM. I guess all of these are capitals. No, I see some small letters, so I'll tell you when they're capital and when they're small. So it's number one, capital N, capital A, capital M. What do you think that stands for? It's pretty simple once you see it. All these are simple once you see them. But I just did. I've never. I'm going to keep this this list of 54. I think it's 54 because I get them all the time at home, and I never know what people are saying. That's because I'm an old guy. But number one, capital N, capital A, capital M stands for one in a million. One in a million. It sounds pretty logical. I wonder who decided these things were right and wrong. I don't know if there is a president of acronyms, but if there is, that's the person, I guess. All right, let's move on. Capital A, capital F, capital A, capital I, capital K. AFAIK. I ought to read these before I tell you, because there may be some not so good ones in here. Now, there's one I see I can't say on there. A couple I see I can't say on the radio. Okay, so I will read them before I tell you. But this one, they're all caps, and it's AFAIK. What do you think that stands for? And this, again, is pretty simple. I'm not sure when you use a lot of these and why certain things have become acronyms and other things you just have to spell out. But this one, I would assume I would probably just spell this out. But because AFAIK is kind of, that's a long acronym anyway. And the words that it takes the place of are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 letters as opposed to 5. So you cut it more than half, okay? It stands for, as far as I know, AFAIK, as far as I know. Now, this one should be pretty simple. You might be able to figure this one out just by the way I'm going to read it to you. B for N. You run it together, it's a little bit easier. All right, I'm going to tell you what that is. Is bye for now. B for N. And those are all caps. B for N. Bye for now. And this one, which will take us up to the half an hour, and I'm going to go right up to the half hour here. I'm not sure whether I have a spot at the half hour or not on my Swap Shop. I don't think I do. As a matter of fact, I think I can roll right through this. All right. This one is 143. 143. The numbers, 143. I don't understand this one, why it came about. Maybe I need to look at it a little closer. But if you want to tell your wife, I love you, you put down 143. All right? Do you get it? I don't. All right. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and we're on Swap Shop. If you have anything to sell, call us at 740-383-9944. If you've got a garage sale or you have... You know, some places have, some of the churches have free food days and things like that. You're more than welcome to call in and tell us that date and time and place and stuff like that at 740-383-9944. Okay, let's go back to baseball. I love baseball. I didn't used to. I guess it was because my son got into college baseball, but I've enjoyed watching Little League baseball, but not so much that, and I've coached it a little bit, but not so much that I really love basketball. But anyway, I've gotten so I really love baseball as well. Let's see, I already did that one, and I double-marked through that one, so I really didn't want to do that one. I'm going to pass on that one and see what the next one is. What are the only two defensive positions? And I think I mentioned this at the last one. I started hopping through some of these last time I was doing this, and I think I hopped onto this, but it's worth a second shot. What are the only two defensive positions allowed/required to use a mitt? The only two defensive positions required to use a mitt. I didn't know this before the last time I read this, I guess it's obvious if you think about it. One of them is definitely obvious. The other maybe not so obvious, but probably a good idea. The two defensive positions that are required to use a mitt, and I don't know when the requirement started. I think when they first started playing baseball, a lot of it was done without any mitts. But anyway, the two defensive positions that are required to use a mitt are catcher, which is obvious. You almost would have to. I can't imagine catching a 100-mile-an-hour fastball in bare hands. And the first baseman, which probably is pretty obvious, too, because that ball's, I don't know, have you ever, I played first base in softball, and when the pitcher throws it to you and he does it three-quarter arm or something like that, you're going to get a little spin and the ball's going to dip down on you, so you need a big mitt to make sure you got plenty of coverage, and I'm guessing that's kind of why. My son taught me how to throw straight overhand as opposed to three-quarter, because when he and I would play catch, I would throw three-quarter and the ball would curve away from him. And he used to get madder than a hornet at me for throwing that three-quarter throw back to him. But that's the way I was taught. My father was a minister. He didn't know much about baseball. All right. I apologize to those ministers who have sons who you're teaching how to play baseball, because you're very good at it. And I'm certain there are ministers that played baseball in college, probably a minister or two that have played baseball as a pro. But my dad could not throw. He was, and neither can my eldest son. My eldest son throws the ball kind of embarrassingly. He can get it to you, but it doesn't look pretty. He's the fast one. Actually, all three of my kids are extremely fast, but KJ ran the 800 in college, so he's long fast. All right. Okay, this is an interesting one. In the Abbott and Costello Who's on First, you remember that? Who's on first? I don't know. Anyway, who's on first? I don't know. Played what position? Give you a couple of seconds on that one while I'm looking over here for our acronyms. See if I can find a really simple one while you're thinking about what position did I don't know play. Okay. If remember, I said 1-4-3 is I love you. Well, 1-4-3-2. Now you know the answer to this, don't you? 1-4-3-2, I love you. 1-4-3, I love you. 1-4-3-2 is I love you too. What a sweet answer there. Doesn't quite have the romantic side to it though. 1-4-3-2. I'm going to tell my wife that when I go home today. See if she knows what I'm talking about. All right. In the Abbott and Costello, who's on first bit? I imagine it's probably, what, 5 minutes long? Pretty close to it. Anyway, I Don't Know is playing what position? You remember? You remember that? Yeah, it was a great gag. It was probably the one or two things Abbott Costello did that I really fell over laughing on. Anyway, I Don't Know plays third base. Okay. Who's on first? And what's on second? And I Don't Know is on third. You got that? Who's on first? What's on second? And I Don't Know is on third. That really got confusing. But it was funny. Very funny. And there have been takeoffs on that done. None quite as good as Abbott and Costello, the way they did it. Okay. Assuming the pitcher commits no infractions on the mound, in other words, he doesn't balk or anything like that, what is the minimum number of pitches he must throw to complete a half inning? How few pitches can he get by with and be given credit for pitching a half inning? Now, remember, a half inning is when the other team is up or when your team is up, that, but not both. A half inning is just one side, okay? Pretty simple. I almost gave it away by telling you that. All right, the answer is he has to throw three pitches. And it's easy. You probably understand why that is. But you could throw three pitches and get three men out by, you know, having them ground out or pop out and not advance anywhere. So you could throw a pitch. A guy drives it back to the catcher or the pitcher. Pitcher throws him out at first. A pop fly to center field, and then a line drive to third baseman, and you got three pitches and three outs, and you're out of the half inning, right? Pretty simple. Okay, let's go back to the acronyms. It's 12:36. You're listening to Glenn Coble. I'm here on WWGH 107.1. I couldn't remember on the FM dial. And the show is Swap Shop. You're more than welcome to call in with anything you want to sell or tell your friends. Maybe next week would be a better time to do that. Tell your friends that we're back on and we are taking phone calls. We were kind of pushing them down before. Oh, by the way, if you want to just send them in, send your stuff in. That you'd like us to announce on the air, send it to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me read that again to you. I'll let you run and get that pencil. Write this down. You can put it on like a postcard and just send in, I've got four tchotchkes that I'd like to sell for 20 cents a piece. My phone number is, okay? And send it to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. I hope we can help you out. We'll give it our best shot. All right, let's get back to the acronyms. This one's almost so clear that when I read it to you, you're going to know what it stands for. It's the number two, small letters, M-O-R-O. The letter two, M-O-R-O. Now, if you can't get that, well, if you'd write it down, you'd see it. But if you can't get it, write it down and you will know exactly what it stands for. I'll give you another 10 seconds to figure it out, okay? And then we'll do a couple more, and then we'll go back to the baseball thing. We're going to try to do some trivia stuff for On the Air, which is the show that we do on Thursday from 10:15 till noon. We're going to try to do a lot of trivia on that. And as soon as we start to get some, we may get some gifts to give away here fairly soon. We're kind of waiting on, you know, the virus to pass. Let's hope it does soon. Anyway, okay, T-M-O-R-O, pretty obvious, tomorrow. All right, that one was easy to figure out. But what do you suppose tonight is? How do you make an acronym for tonight? Tomorrow is T-M-O-R-O, pretty obvious. But what do you think tonight is? Not quite so obvious. It starts with the number 2. And then it has a couple more letters that following that. I don't think this one is nearly as obvious. All right. When a manager fills out his lineup card before a baseball game, where does he place his cleanup hitter? His cleanup hitter. When he's filling out his, you know, they have to turn a card in that tells who's batting in what order. And that's what they call a lineup card. And where does he put his cleanup hitter? Okay, let's go back to the acronym. Tomorrow was T-M-O-R-O, but tonight is... boy, I said that wrong. Tomorrow is 2-M-O-R-O. But tonight is 2, capital N, capital B. I'm not quite sure why it's capital N, capital B, but that's what tonight is. So you're getting smarter. What is 404? Now, I've heard this one before, and I had no idea what it stands for. But what does 404 stand for as an acronym for your Facebook letters and messages? Okay. The manager fills out his lineup card, and the cleanup hitter is the fourth batter or the fourth position. Okay. That's because if each person ahead of the cleanup batter, if each person gets on base, you know, a walk, a single, another walk, so you got three men on, you got bases loaded, the guy that can clean everything up and get everybody off the bases is the fourth guy if he hits a home run, a grand slam. All right? All right. Let's go back to the acronyms. We're getting... I hope I'm getting you smarter for so you can text your grandkids. Now, I'm certainly learning some stuff that I didn't know. Okay, what do you think the acronym for forever is? You know, forever and a day, the acronym forever. The acronym for forever. now that one's a little easier than the others, but the acronym 404, which we asked earlier, just a few moments ago, 404 is no clue. You don't know. Yeah, I have no clue. 404. All right. And then the forever is 4, capital E, small V-A. 4, capital E, small V-A. That's forever. Now, this is one that I think I saw on Big Bang Theory, where Penny is on the... She's spending days and days and days fighting some sort of warfare thing on the computer. And she types in more often than not BRB, capital B, capital R, capital B, BRB. What do you think that stands for? We'll get back to that, all right? The batter who has an average below 200%. What is that line? 200 having a batting average below 200%. And while we're at it, what does IRS stand for in respect to baseball? We all know what it stands for in respect to taxes, right? Internal Revenue Service. But IRS does not stand for the Internal Revenue Service when you're scoring in a baseball scorebook. All right, we're going to go back to the acronyms. BRB, capital B, capital R, capital B, BRB, be right back. Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, that one I understand. And then we come up to the LOL, which is laugh out loud. And that probably even old guys like me know that one. What do you think? I think that's probably true. All right. I hope you didn't have any of your trees knocked down. We didn't have a tree knocked down, but we sure had a giant limb fall down on our electrical wire. This one I can't say. It has a bad word in it. It has one of the words you can't say on radio. So I'm going to avoid that one. What does SD, capital S, capital D, stand for? And let me give you a second one so you can be thinking through this. Capital G, little N. So capital S, capital D stands for one thing. Capital G, little N stands for another. And we'll come back to that. The IRS, by the way, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you what the batter who bats below 200% is below the Mendoza line. Apparently, Mario Mendoza was a pretty bad hitter, and he batted, but he didn't bat below that line. He batted at 215, but for some reason or other, he did struggle to get up to the 200 quite often, and so therefore he was given the moniker of having the Mendoza line, which meant you bat below 200. And then the other one, IRS, it does not stand for Internal Revenue Service on the baseball scorebook. It stands for Inherited Runners Stranded, which is something you probably don't see very often. An inherited runner is somebody that a new pitcher, let's say they bring a new pitcher in there's already somebody on first. Well, he's an inherited runner. And if the new pitcher comes in and strikes out the side, then there is an inherited runner that's left stranded. So that's IRS, inherited runner stranded. All right, I'm trying to read quickly what it gives us a little note, but I don't think the note's worth talking about. Okay, where were we on the acronyms? I remember where it was. SD stands, capital S, capital D, stands for sweet dreams. I don't think that's used very often. capital G, small n, might be used a lot more than sweet dreams, SD. Capital G, small n, stands for good night. That would be more logical. I suppose there are people that like to sign off with sweet dreams. I prefer it if I don't have any dreams at all, but lately I've had a lot of dreams, especially with trees falling down all around us. Objectives of the game. What is the length in inches of one side of first base? And I would assume that it's also one side of second base and third base. But what is the side in inches? And since they're square, so it would be any one of the four sides. How many inches do you think? And it asks for first base here. How many inches do you think first base is squared? All right. All right. You're listening to WWGH. 107.1 on your FM dial. I'm Glenn Coble. We're in the middle or toward the end of Swap Shop. We're not swapping today very much. As a matter of fact, we're not swapping at all. But if you would like to, you can call me at 740-383-9944. Or you can write to us at WWGH Radio. You know, it wouldn't hurt if you put in parentheses Swap Shop on this. But WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. Marion, Ohio, 43302. When I get out of here today, yesterday I got out of here and I went and I did some grocery shopping, and the grocery was a little bit more full than it had been in the past, so apparently people are finding it okay to get out and about a little bit more. I'm not a big fan of being in crowds right now. I'm one of those people, not only am I old, but I've had a heart trouble. So I try to mind my P's and Q's when it comes to stuff to do outside the house. Today I get to go home and clean out my aquarium. It's kind of getting nasty, you know, and they don't smell so good once they get nasty. Anyway, where was I? Did the sweet dreams and the good night. Okay. I think I can say this on the air. This might give it away. Capital W, capital T, capital H. I'm pretty sure I can say this on the air. And let's see. The second one will be capital L, capital M, capital K. Let me give you those two again. Capital W, capital T, H. And all capitals, LMK. Give you a few seconds to think through those, yell at each other, tell your wife that she's wrong, and have her throw something at you. All right. The size of one side of the first base bag, as they call it in baseball, is 15 inches. They must be out of, by the way, they have to be made out of white canvas. And they have to be 3 to 5 inches high and filled with a soft material. So they have a lot of rules and regulations just about the size of first base, 15 inches long. All right. Well, here is an interesting question. How many balls do you need to get a walk? Well, it seems logical. 4 balls is a walk. And so I think I'm going to let that one just lie right there. 4 balls is a walk. Kind of a silly question to ask. That hardly a trivia question at all. And, well, since we're talking about a walk, what do you think the symbol that you'd write down in your scorebook is for a walk? No, it's not a W. All right. All right. Now, the WTH, all capitals, WTH, plug your ears if you are very squeamish. What the hell? That's what WTH stands for if you write that in your message on Facebook. All right? And they won't shut you down for writing that. WTH, what the hell? All right, and the second one I asked was LMK, all capitals. Let me know. That's another one I would probably use very often. I suppose at the end of a message where you're asking for something from somebody, you might put LMK, let me know. Okay. How about TTYL, all caps, TTYL. This one I might use. My last question is so obvious, I'm just going to read it straight out. What does DP stand for? If you don't know that, don't go to a baseball game. It stands for double play. Unfortunately, my Cubbies tended to be suspect in that. I mean, they got a lot of double plays thrown against them last year. Kind of disappointing. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with baseball. They keep talking about doing something on baseball, but they can't get the owners and the players back together on agreeing on anything. So I'm guessing we're still a ways away. All right, TTYL. We asked what that stands for. That stands for talk to you later. Talk to you later. I've got a whole bunch more of these. We're never going to get all the way through it. We only have 6 minutes till the end of the show. Not even that, 5.5 minutes till the end of the show. What do you think the capital N stands for when you're on Facebook and you're messaging somebody? The capital N. I'm going to give it to you because it's so simple. It stands for and. My wife and I would be my wife and a capital N, I. N stands for the word and, Andy. All right. I think I'd just put in and, or why not use an ampersand? That's pretty simple to do. You can almost do that as fast as, well, you can do it as fast as typing in a capital N because you don't have to hit a capital letter. Well, you do have to change what keyboard you're on. So, but I'd use the ampersand anyway. All right, BFF. Now, this one has been used over and over and over again. I'm going to just tell you what it is. BFS, best female friend, or best friends forever. It's one of the two. Best female friend or best friend forever, BFF. And you hear that all the time on TV anymore. Almost ad nauseum. Now, this one I don't understand at all. I have no idea why you would even put this on. It's just two letters, and they're both small. KK. KK. And you know what it stands for? Okay. Why don't you just put okay down? No, got to be different. Got to put down AK or KK. I have read several messages from people who I know are relatively intelligent that I can't even understand. And there are things in it like that where they use KK as opposed to using okay. It takes you no longer to type in KK or OK, I don't think, unless you can't find the O. All right. Capital K, small L. You know what that one stands for? And capital, all three of these are capitalized, BMT, BMT. There isn't very much BMT in mine. Okay. The KL, capital K, small L, stands for cool. You're cool if you know all this stuff, right? And the BMT, there isn't, like I said, there isn't much BMT before my time. Again, one that you can almost type in just as fast as the acronym. The acronym is W8. And I guess the reason why, I guess that's cute because it sounds like the word wait. W8 stands for wait. Some of these are just too cute for cuteness sake, right? OMG, everybody knows this one. Oh my God. My mother and father, if I would have said something like that when my mother was alive, she would have corrected me, and my father would have too. They did not like using the term the name of God. I guess they would have said I was using it in vain. But OMG means, oh my God. But I would have changed it if my folks were listening. I would have changed that to, oh my goodness. Okay, one last one, because we're about ready, maybe two last ones. We're about to get out of here. ASAIC. ASAIC, all capitals, as soon as I can. ASAIC, as soon as I can. A lot of these I would have never guessed. Never in a million years would I have guessed. And this one's just too simple. TY/TU. Why would you put TY/TU when you can just type it out? Thank you. Okay, well, we're just about at the end here. You're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop. This is WWGH, and we'll be out of here. And
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.